Welcome to today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Assistant City Administrator Corey Goodenough joins us on today's program to talk about this week's Pella City Council meeting.
Well, Corey, housing remains the focus of the Pella City Council, as it really has over the last year or so. And two key projects got two big green lights when it came to zoning changes. Discuss a little bit about what, first of all, a planned unit development is and why they were so important for the Harvest Investments Vintage Cooperative Project and the Webster Park Project coming in south of downtown.
Yeah, you know, Andrew, this, like you mentioned, this year has really been extraordinary, I think, for development. There's been a lot of what we see as traditional development, but then this year has also encompassed just a significant amount of large development, which we probably haven't seen to this extent quite so much in the past. So it's been a really exciting year. I think it's really setting out for next year to be an exciting year in terms of development. A couple of these large projects we'll discuss here just in a couple of seconds are really exciting for the community and certainly will have an impact on some of those housing numbers that, you know, I think we've all discussed several times have been such a challenge for the city of Pella and small cities across the state, you know, where housing just isn't quite available or isn't available in the abundance that you see around some of the metro areas. And so it's just really exciting to see some of these projects come to fruition. The first project we'll discuss is a zoning change for Harvest Investment Vintage Cooperative. It's out at the Boss London Golf Course off of the corner of Boss London Drive and Utrecht Lawn. The plan is for a 41-unit housing cooperative and then 10 single-family homes. As we mentioned, it's an exciting time for housing in the community. A majority of those basically 51 units or 41 units will be for 55 years and above, or what we call senior-level housing, so that's really exciting. What happened last night was the council approved a zoning amendment. The property was previously zoned agricultural, and it was amended to what we call planned unit development or PUD. And what a PUD does essentially is it makes accommodations for large projects or unique projects that would have difficulty abiding by some of the minimum standards in our zoning code. And so really the uniqueness of this project, the uniqueness of the area really lent itself to this planned unit development. And so there's a few flexible things that we were able to do given the location and size and scope of the property. But ultimately what the council did was approve a zoning amendment that allows the uniqueness of the property and the project to move forward and accommodate some of those differences in terms of zoning requirements that would have been somewhat difficult to meet otherwise, and then also extend some additional requirements the developer has to comply with above and beyond whatever the base zoning code would be for that district. So that's really exciting. The second development that the council discussed last night is a property located at 403 Main Street, 413 Main Street, and 400 Broadway Street. It's commonly known as the Webster School site. As we mentioned before, this is a significant housing project for the community. It's been a focus for several years, at least the last 5 years. The property was previously owned by Central College, and so it was zoned institutional. Institutional zoning accommodates schools, community colleges, hospitals, that type of zoning use. And it was rezoned, again, to planned unit development. And again, it's really to accommodate the uniqueness of the planned project. There's several steps that the developer still has to comply with in terms of site development and development agreements and those type of things. But really what the council did was approve some of the base zoning requirement amendments that allow the project to really show off its uniqueness and really ensure compatibility with some of the surrounding neighbors. So it's a really exciting project. It looks like it's going to encompass about 41 housing units. There'll be diverse housing price points, which I know is important for a community like ours, where we're housing, you know, some senior level executives down to, you know, people finding their first job. The plan, like we mentioned previously, does amend some of the base zoning code, but then also increases some of the zoning requirements above and beyond what's required for the base zoning code. So, like I said, it's a really exciting time, I think, to be in Pella in terms of development. Specifically, large-scale housing development is really starting to move forward, and I think we're going to see some really significant improvements in both Boss London and the Webster School site in the near future.
Once again, that was Pella Assistant City Administrator Corey Goodenough. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.